Breeze, the sun washes over me, the sound of water, the crashing sea. Is it only me that feels alive? It's all ahead on me, because it feels so right. Just open your eyes and see that life is beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful to me. Life is beautiful. Life can take you anywhere. You don't know where it leads you, but you know you are not alone. Just open your eyes and see that. Life is beautiful. Every morning I feel the breeze. Every morning I feel how the sun washes over me and the sound of water, the noisy sea. It's only me that feels alive. It's all ahead on me. So life is definitely beautiful. When we see the morning, whenever the freshness of the morning is around, the hearts are all alive, and everywhere there is hope, and everywhere there is joy, and everywhere there is newness, the freshness, the life comes alive. So morning is symbolic of newness, freshness, liveliness, vivacity, animation. And the darkness which precedes the night is all fearful. The darkness which is before the morning is at times fraught with sorrow, suffering, pain, misery, unhappiness. And that's why at night everybody waits for the new morning. And Baba says, the whole world is going through one long, dark night. In spirituality, this is known as the dark night of the soul, where there is utter hopelessness, where there is total pessimism, where there is the soul is despondent, totally in despair, no happiness, no ray of hope. The whole world is suffering from such a dark night of sorrow. And when the sun arises, life becomes beautiful. When the sun arises, the darkness goes away. When this good tidings, good news of the morning comes, the light spreads everywhere and the beauty is back. One English poet, Emily Dickinson, has said a very beautiful thing. In one of her poems, she writes, "If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin into his nest again, I shall not live in pain." So my life should be for others, should be for helping the world, should be to do something for the suffering worldlings. So yesterday's Murli about, which was originally said by Baba way back in 1985, about 35 years back, around 35 years back. How much relevant it is even today, or rather its relevance has increased today. So we'll try to understand what Baba said in that Murli. The love of effort. Baba begins with love of effort. You all have the love of effort. The Baba is happy to see the love of effort. And this love of effort consists of four things. The first, you are moving ahead. But how are you moving ahead? You are moving ahead with zeal, with enthusiasm, with courage. So intense effort, or moving ahead in effort, means first thing, how we are going ahead in this Brahmin life. Is it associated with zeal and enthusiasm and courage, or the life is listless, no enthusiasm, no courage, getting afraid with every small thing? So intense effort means to go ahead with courage, to go ahead with zeal, to go ahead with enthusiasm. Second, Baba said, you just have only one thought. And what is that thought? I have to become complete. When something occupies the mind to the full, as if it were an obsession, then we don't think of any other thing. In the similar manner here, intense effort means to fill the mind, complete capture of the mind by just one thought. And what is that thought? I have to become complete. I have to become complete. Third, Baba said, you have the aim. And what is the aim? Your aim is to become the near jewel, is to become the favorite jewel, is to sit on the heart throne of Bab Dada, is to become a lovable child of the comforter of heart, Dilaram. So that's your aim of this Brahmin life. And third, the sound of the heart. What is the sound of the heart? That we have to give return of his love by becoming perfect, by becoming complete. So intense effort, or the love of the effort, consists of how we are walking ahead, what is the thought, what is the aim, and what is the sound of the heart. Baba said, according to the time, this should be your effort. Very intense. The sound of the heart should be just one. The thoughts that are arising in the mind are only one, and the aim that is in front of the heart is only one. And just moving ahead with more and more enthusiasm. Rather, our enthusiasm should increase with every passing day. It shouldn't remain the same as it was yesterday. Every today should find us ahead in enthusiasm compared to yesterday, and every tomorrow should also see us ahead in enthusiasm as compared to today. So, our enthusiasm, exponential enthusiasm, increasing enthusiasm all the time. So that's the first point, love of effort. The second thing, Baba said, Bab Dada is proud of you and you are proud of Bab Dada. Why? Why Bab Dada is proud of you? Yes? Because each one of the Brahmin child is special. Because each one of the Brahmin child is ahead of the next. And ahead of the next in enthusiasm. Baba said, you cannot find anywhere such a father whose every child is filled with such enduring enthusiasm. That's why father has got that intoxication. Father is proud. And so also you are proud of the father. Father is also proud because you all are walking ahead with one opinion, with one thought, with one aim, with one enthusiasm, with one aim of going back to home and one aim of coming down again. So because of that, father is proud of you and you are also proud of the one father. That's the second thing Baba said. The third was about donation of life. What is the donation of life in Brahmin life? One is love for Baba and second, love for service. Baba said if you have these two love, you become what? If you love Baba and if you love service, you become Mayajit. You become conqueror of the Maya. If you have intense love for God and you have intense love for service, automatically, without your doing, you become Mayajit. So you remain Mayajit, you become Mayajit, you continue to remain Mayajit and you make others Mayajit. So continue to love Baba and continue to serve. So love for God is the greatest of all the love in the world. No other love can be compared to this divine love. The divine love is the highest form of love. The divine love is the culmination of all the love. It's the pinnacle of all the worldly, earthly love. Because the worldly love always feeds on body. The divine love feeds on soul, on metaphysical things. While the worldly love is dependent only on body, on senses, in sense gratification, operates at a very low level. While the divine love operates at a very higher platform, it operates at the level of soul, at the spiritual platform. So that's why divine love is the highest form of love. And the divine service. So divine love and divine service. Keep yourself busy with divine service. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, in the essence, sweet children, you shouldn't be busy in the useless things of the world. Don't waste your time in useless vayat, in the worldly things. Don't make pakoda of things. So these are the three important things from yesterday's Murli. First, love of effort. Intense love of effort. And second, proud. We should be proud of him and he, as he is proud of us. And third, donation of life. The most important essence of life is to love him and to love his service. The divine love and divine service. Spiritual love and spiritual service. Love of God and love of service. When these two things are there, you automatically become the conqueror of Maya. You don't have to do anything else more than this. Now, this is the Murli of the year 1985. Yajna was about to celebrate Golden Jubilee in 1986. So Baba is telling us something about this Golden Jubilee. And his question was, why you want to celebrate Golden Jubilee? Why you want to celebrate this Golden Jubilee? Why you want to celebrate? Why you want to celebrate? Because you have to give the message. You have to give the message. To give the message at a very fast rate, at a very fast speed. That's why you want to celebrate this. Second, you want to celebrate Golden Jubilee because in order to create the loud sound, in order to wake up the slumbering souls. Souls are sleeping, so you should wake them up. To wake up, it's a wake up call. It's a wake up call. There's a loud noise, buland voice. So it's a wake up call for the souls because souls are sleeping. And third, to spread the wave. Which wave? Because in the world there is already one wave of sorrow, of destruction. Souls are already terrified, afraid. Souls are already in the stage of fear. So in order to remove their consternation, their fear, their anxiety, spread this new wave. Which is that new wave? That the golden age is coming and the golden time is coming and the morning is coming. The new morning. The morning of hope. Every morning I feel the breeze, the sun washes over me, the sound of water, the crashing sea. Is it only me that feels alive? It's all ahead on me. Cause it feels so right, just open your eyes and see. Life is beautiful, so beautiful to me. Life can take you anywhere, you don't know where it leads you. But you know you aren't alone. Just open your eyes and see that. So when morning arises, Baba had given the example of night and morning. The dark is night. The night is very dark. And souls have become hopeless. Souls have become disheartened. And souls are fearful. Fearful because of hearing the repeated news of destruction. And hopeless. Give them good news. Give them good tidings. Give them the good news of the coming of Golden Age. They have become disheartened. So give them this happy news. Spread this wave. So, since it's a Golden Jubilee celebration, Baba is taking this as an opportunity to use the word Golden Age. Baba said, because of this, now spread this new wave. Golden Age is coming, Golden Age is coming, Golden Time is coming. The night of darkness will go away, the night of hopelessness will go away, the night of sorrow, the night of suffering. Because night is very fearful. When you travel through the dark night, you are always afraid. In the night, you are always fearful. You always fear as if some untoward event will happen. There is always the fear of fall. There is always the fear of wild animals. There is always the fear of some hole, some ditch, some cliff. Yeah, there is always the fear of robbers. There is always the fear of robbers. There are thieves in ambush. So, you are always fearful in darkness. So Baba doesn't want you to stay in darkness. Baba wants us to walk in the light. There was one Avyakta Murli where Baba had said, when there is a darkness, there is a fear. So come in the light. And when the light will come, when the sun of knowledge will arise in your life, that time there would be light. But this sun of knowledge should never set. It should always stay up in your life, always showering light upon you. So see that the sun of knowledge never sets. It always stays. Then the light will remain. So this new age is the hope, is the age of hope. This new age is something which is symbolic of happiness. In order to dispel the darkness which is already existing in the world. So there was Golden Age and the wave. Then next point. Going and coming. This is the world of sorrow. You go from this world of sorrow to the world of happiness. Also via the world of peace. So that is why you are happy. This smriti, this awareness makes you happy. Because you are not going to stay in this world. Now give this, impart this awareness to the world. They will also become happy. This thing makes you happy because you don't want to stay here. You aren't going to stay here for long. So the same awareness, give this awareness to others. So they will also know that this world is not going to last for long. It's not about the fear of destruction. Rather, it is about the happiness, the joy of establishment of the golden age. So this coming and going. We are going back and then we will come down again into this world, but as deities. Then Baba told something about the plan of golden age. What is the plan? What is the plan? Service should take place at the same time, organize such program, one program, at different places, with the same theme, so that worldly people should know, what is this? What are they talking of? Further ahead in Murli Baba, describe three stages of public opinion. What are they? About Brahma Kumaris. The first stage, don't know what they do. The second stage, we should go and see. There must be something good in there. And third, this is it. This is it. This is the final. There is no other thing other than this. This is it. That is the third stage. So we are at the second stage, the third is about to come. People have now started coming. They are enthusiastic. They are inquisitive to know what is it, how is it. One should go once and see the things, the campus, the programs, they arrange. So plan. The plan is to organize program, the same program at different places at the same time, so that there spreads the wave. The wave that something new is going to happen. And Baba said, you need not to tell them this. They should automatically come. They should ask you, what is it? So that is the plan. Then the next point is newness. What is the newness? Till now they say that you are very peaceful people. Till now they say that you are very good people. You are doing very good work. There is a lot of peace over here. But regarding Gyan, they do not say that this is the only place where there is a real Gyan. So they should know that this is the God's knowledge. They should know that this is the powerful knowledge. They should know that this is the only knowledge. Rest everything is ignorance. That revelation, that revelation of the truth is yet lacking, is yet revealing, is yet, that is the pending task. So bring this newness, that you are already the embodiment of knowledge, not just the embodiment of peace. They know that there is a lot of peace here, but that is not enough. They should know that the real knowledge is here and nowhere else in the world. The newness. Then churning and nourishing butter. Baba said, churn and you will get nourishing butter. It's only with churning that you get butter. Butter will not come unless until you churn. Churn means to think deeply. Churn means to reflect, to contemplate, to cogitate, to go into the depth of the matter, to take one point and expand it, to see the various aspects of it, to see the various dimensions of the same point. That is to churn. When you churn, you will extract butter. And Baba said, the way which is in your heart, that way will get transformed into vibrations. And this vibrations will create Vayumandal, will create atmosphere. And this atmosphere will pull the soul towards you. That atmosphere will create attractions in the soul. And they will come automatically. So this is Bab Dada's agenda, plan for the golden age, for the golden jubilee. Baba said, this is how you have to do. And there is one more beautiful thing. Baba said, souls will come to you automatically. How they will come, that Baba will tell later on. That Baba will tell later on how they will come to you. So that was about the Murli. Then there was a party. Baba said, if you remain light, for you life is pleasure. If you remain heavy, for you life is confusion. So Brahmin life is a life of spiritual pleasure. It is not the life of confusion, but yet when you become heavy, you become confused in two minds, not understanding what to do, to go here or there. It's the stage of Shakespeare's Hamlet, to be or not to be, that is the question. So life becomes indecisive, at a loss to understand, total confusion. So when you are heavy, there is a confusion. When you are light, you are very much in pleasure, spiritual pleasure, ruhani moj. So this spiritual pleasure is there only when you are light. That's the first thing. Second thing, Baba said about the time of confluence age. This time of confluence age is very important. It's Mahan, it's great, and this is a source of income. This is the time of confluence age. So don't create, remain busy in making pakoda of things. So you should not be busy in wasteful things of the world. So this time is very important. This time is a source of income. This time is great. The three things about time. It's very important, time of confluence age. Then Baba said, Raj Yukt, those who know the secret of, they are Raj Yukt and Yog Yukt. Who are those children? Those children are the one, they will remember the study and the teacher. They will keep both of them together. And they are all also those children who imbibe the dharna and the speciality of their seniors. They catch the dharna and speciality of seniors and follow them. Because you are in this family, and if you want to come in the garland, you must stay close to the family, closely knit. So that was about the party. Then Baba talked with Brijendra Dadi, and she is, I think, sick. And Baba said, this sickness, see it as a detached observer. It's a play. Karan Karavanhar is making you go ahead, and the key is in his hand. And you stay happy, and you stay with the company of the, in the company of the companion, and staying in the double stage. Double, you are having double stage. What is the double stage? Your own elevated stage and the stage of service. And you are also the divine mirror, because in you is reflected the acts of the Father. And also, you had the desire to stay close to the Father. You were close to the Father in Agyan, in Gyan, in Sakar, in Avyakt. All the four places, all the four stages, you are very near to the Father. So Baba is talking with Dadi, and she is sick. Probably after 5 years, she left the body in 1990. And she was the in charge of Maharashtra. Then Baba talked with Jagdish Bhai, and he said to him that you are Sanjay, who is having the drishti of knowledge. You are giving this drishti of knowledge, and this drishti is divine drishti, and this literature is the arrow that brings the bird which is flying down. So any soul who is there in the world, this literature becomes instrument in bringing that soul, because in this literature, any institution for it, literature is very useful. Just as there are lectures, there are seminars, there are gatherings, there are meetings, there are programs. In the similar manner, written literature, because sometimes people don't like to listen, but they love to read. So literature is very important. So spiritual literature is very important in any institution, and you have become instrument for bringing up this literature. So Baba said, this is very important. So he talked about literature, and he said about, you have got the drishti of knowledge, and this is your speciality. So this is all about yesterday's Vyakta Murli in short. Om Shanti.